God called me as a pastor. My job, regardless of whether I'm in uniform or out of uniform, is to proclaim the gospel to any human being that will listen to me. I'll go to hell itself to proclaim Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And I will do that whether a person is gay or straight. I will call all who have not been baptized to the water of holy baptism, whether they are gay or straight, that this is God's action. This is His washing. This is His regeneration. When it comes to the Eucharist, I will commune those with whom I am in fellowship, but among those with whom I am in fellowship, if I know an adulterous heterosexual presents him or herself to the altar without repentance, I'm not going to commune that person until they come to repentance. A homosexual who is practicing that particular sin, I will not commune until they come to repentance, and whether, by definition, any homosexual activity is adulterous. So whether that person is heterosexual or homosexual, I will not commune them. When they repent, though, when they come to repentance for their sin, you better believe I will give them everything God has to offer. In fact, it is for us broken sinners, no matter what our sin is, that supper is for. So for me, as a chaplain, it really doesn't, as a Lutheran chaplain, it's not changing my ministry.